Hello, this is Rhiannon Skipper and John Slanina with SSTI. We are speaking today with Martha Connolly, Director of the Maryland Industrial Partnerships Program. The MIPS program was the recipient of the 2007 Excellence in TBET Award in the category Improving Competitiveness of Existing Industries. Martha, can you briefly describe the structure of the MIPS program?
Certainly can. MIPS is a state-funded program run through the University of Maryland that really is intended to have University of Maryland faculty participate with Maryland companies in order to further translational product development. So this is a $2 million fund right now that is aimed at creating academic industrial partnerships so that a Maryland company can work with the University of Maryland faculty anywhere in the system to access their resources, facilities, and expertise.
Great. What is the general size or range of the funding you award?
Typical funding can go up to $100,000, and it is really very small amounts of funding aimed at doing critical path issues in terms of product development. So we are trying to place these funds in, they're of course limited resources, we're trying to place them strategically so that they have the maximum impact for a company that's trying to achieve the next milestone in their product development.
Thanks. Have you seen that the MIPS program has partnered with any other organizations and their funding opportunities for downstream assistance?
Well, we certainly have. We actually work with companies of all sizes, so we work with small and large companies. Our funding doesn't go directly to the companies. It goes to the university to do these early-stage product development opportunities. So it's early-stage commercialization we're aimed at. The companies can be startup companies again or larger companies. If they're startup companies, these folks generally try to go to whatever sources of non-dilutive capital they can find. And we participate very actively with other State of Maryland funds, such as the TEDCO funds. The State of Maryland also has a venture fund. So smart entrepreneurs access all of those sources, along with the University of Maryland's MIPS fund, to help them do their product development, to essentially outsource their R&D along with faculty involvement. So we also partner with some of the other sort of federal types of funding mechanisms that companies avail themselves of. And that would include ATP awards, now TIP awards in the past, ATP, and also the SBIR awards. So the theory really is to have small amounts of state funds sprinkled strategically so that you can then leverage that to create larger either private or a federal investment for continuing that product development.
The MIPS program has existed for over 20 years now. Can you describe your outreach efforts to convey your program's successes?
Well, this is actually critically important right now in the recession that we're all in, and state funds being as constrained as they are, certainly in Maryland and other states, it is a continual problem and challenge to convey the successes of these programs. We want folks to know that we view this as a way to get into the new economy and to get out of this recession we're in, rather than it's a luxury program we can't afford right now. So we try to convince them that it's the former. The success of the program really speaks for itself. We have some pretty good metrics to show people, and without going into a lot of math, we can just say that the top-selling products now in the 20 years we've been around have sold $16.6 billion of product. And if you calculate the corporate tax and sales tax on that, it certainly more than pays for itself. In addition, some of the other metrics we use, which has been critically important, is the fact that we view this as a job creation program. And today's economy, that's more and more important. If you look at our $2 million fund and you look at the jobs that the companies project that they will create if these projects are successful, and we look at that number and then we discount it by 50% because not every project succeeds, that number, and if you multiply that by the state tax rate, which is 4.75%, at an average salary of around $75,000 we're seeing right about now, and that comes out to be just in excess of $2 million. So if the jobs are created that are projected, it pays for itself in the first year, and then if those jobs stay around, it becomes a real boon for the Maryland economy. So our challenge is to continually relay that message that this is an economic development program, a job creation program. It leads to real products, it leads for real economic development for the citizens of Maryland, and that's why they should be investing more, not less, in this type of program.
And in your application, you discussed how it's so important to convey your successes to even state legislatures. Is there one particular quantitative metric, that's most effective that you've reported to state legislatures that really pique their interest?
I'll tell you what's the most important to state legislators, and that is when I speak to an individual legislator, which is not often because we are sort of precluded from lobbying, but we can provide information. I speak to state legislators one at a time, and I come in hand with the projects that we have done with companies in their district. And that really is the single most important thing that creates an impression on them. These are the folks who vote for them. These are the companies right in their district. And we show how these projects lead to direct impact in their district. And nothing works like a particular testimonial of a particularly successful project in their district.
Hmm.
And we can show that all across the state, too, in areas that don't have large university presence there, but they've been able to access the university's expertise to leverage that outreach to create some economic development, for example, on the eastern shore of Maryland.